you're still living at home at 16.
Yes.
Is that feeling comfortable? Do you think I need to leave here pretty soon? Or what did you do about living at home?
I never thought about it on my own. Almost everything that I did was influenced by someone else, usually a couple years older than I. Two friends of mine who were tobacco farmers down in Virginia, where I was born, come to Washington. A crop came in. They had all this money, and they wanted to start playing music. They knew, compared to them, I was pretty successful. So they just drove up one day and said, we're here to play. We need some place to play. I didn't know how to rent an apartment, but they did. They said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to rent this apartment. We'll all split the cost. So I had to go tell my mother and dad that I'm moving out of the house and into this apartment. I guess by now they had read into what I was doing. Someday it had to come to this. They didn't want me to, but they didn't want me not to, because they saw that I was playing more and doing more what was called then success, you know, playing radio and television. I was involved in every radio and every television show in D.C. I just happened to fall into that bracket where there was a need. There was a need for someone young to sing and play. I held my hand up. I said, I'm here.
16, going on 17, I guess?
Yes. A lot of experience in that move from 16 to 17.
Beyond just moving out of your house.
Yeah, age-wise, 16 is one thing. 17 is like you've made that giant step over to adulthood.
And when you were 17, you made a major adult step.
When I won the banjo contest in Warrington, Virginia, the prize was a cash prize and a trip to the Grand Ole Opry. And this is a part, too, that has always made me feel a little odd, that I won the banjo contest. I won $500. I immediately went to a music store and bought me a guitar. I thought, that wasn't a very nice thing to do, to take the money you won playing the banjo and went and bought a guitar. So then I went to Nashville and spent about a year there playing road shows with the Grand Ole Opry. They had all these little road shows that went out and played. In fact, I would play with Grandpa Jones, with String Bean, with some of the other talent. That was during the week. Then on the weekend, we would join up with one of the big stars,